VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Typhoon Mangkhut barreled into southern China after lashing the northern Philippines with strong winds and heavy rain that has left dozens dead and dozens more feared buried in a landslide. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
More than 2.4 million people have been relocated in southern China's Guangdong province to flee the massive typhoon, and nearly 50,000 fishing boats were called back to port. The gambling enclave of Macau closed casinos for the first time. Mangkhut made landfall in the Guangdong city of Taishan, packing wind speeds of 100 miles per hour. State television reported that surging waves flooded a seaside hotel. The storm also broke windows, felled trees, tall bamboo scaffolding off buildings under construction, and flooded areas with sometimes waist-high waters. I'm Karen Chamas.
Flooding in North Carolina from Tropical Depression Florence is devastating neighborhoods. Associated Press correspondent Robert Bumstead reports from a canoe as he surveys the damage.
We are actually paddling through what was an auto shop, a tire shop, and on the other side a neighborhood near Jacksonville, North Carolina. The rain has stopped and the winds are calm, but the worst is definitely not over here for the people living in Jacksonville. And you can see cars underwater. Just around the corner as we pass this billboard, locals tell me that there was a National Guard convoy that was coming through this area. They say maybe four or five trucks came in, only maybe three came out. When you've got flooding this bad, even the experts don't know how to handle it.
A large American meatpacking company has agreed to pay $1.5 million to settle charges of discrimination involving Muslim workers who walked off the job in a dispute over prayer breaks. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office reports street protests over the lack of basic services in Iraq's Basra government are escalating as the government fails to deal with the causes of the population's rising discontent. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA it is not clear who is to blame for the violence. In some cases, she says the security forces are likely to have used excessive force. But she notes unidentified attackers also have infiltrated the protests with harmful intent.
So there were many different parties involved in the violence, which is why we're seeing there's a need for independent investigations and accountability. Security forces, at least 52 members of security forces were also injured. So again, clear need for investigations and accountability.
In an unprecedented announcement, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan on Sunday promised to offer Pakistani citizenship to hundreds of thousands of Afghans born to refugee families. His country has been hosting them for decades. The UN Refugee Agency and local officials say there are 2.7 million Afghans, including 1.5 million registered as refugees in Pakistan. A senior administration official says President Trump is likely to announce new tariffs on Chinese imports as early as Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The tariffs will be on about $200 billion worth of goods, including internet tech products and other electronics, and consumer goods, including Chinese seafood, furniture, plastics, and bicycles. The Wall Street Journal reported the tariff level will probably be about 10%, far below the 25% the administration said it was considering.
Eritrea and Ethiopia have signed an agreement at a meeting in Saudi Arabia Sunday, further strengthening relations between the two countries, which had been at war for 20 years. The agreement was signed in the presence of Saudi Arabia's King Salman and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Details were not released. Relations between the two Horn of Africa neighbors have improved since Prime Minister Abiy announced in June that Ethiopia would finally honor a UN brokered deal signed in 2000 to end a border war, which has killed an estimated 70,000 people. The war was followed by nearly two decades of Cold War, proxy conflicts, and, at times, open hostilities. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.